Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
L-A-S-I-K. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Yes. All right. So we're about to get turned up because it's lip service and we got a very special guest. But first, I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And we got YFN Lucci with us.
Yeah, what's poppin'? What's poppin'?
Atlanta's own.
We got his phone.
He ain't here
not
making
my phone. Not my phone.
Oh, he definitely isn't here making drinks.
Oh, yeah, I just pulled her the fattest cup of Patron.
My shit's strong. I'm about to pass out.
But you said it's good.
You ain't even drunk none.
Yes, I did. It was filled to the very top.
No, no, it wasn't.
I had to like.
Don't you hate people that fake drink?
Yeah, man.
Who you talking about?
L'Oreal definitely don't fake drink.
Thank you.
I didn't say you. I just said.
Yeah. I felt like shocked.
You felt guilty.
Maybe.
All right. So let's talk about some things. We have some games that we want to play with you today. But first, let's handle some business, okay?
All right.
And let's talk about your music because you are Frida's son.
Yeah. More definitely.
Mm-hmm. So tell us why that was important for you to name the EP.
I was dropping my album. I was supposed to drop my album, Ray from Summer Hill on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But the label, we pushed it back. So I was like, I'm going to still give them a song because my fan, they been waiting. You know, last time I dropped the project, it was April. Yeah, last April. So they were waiting. I just gave them free to sign.
It's hard because you feel like you have all this momentum. And then you want to do something, you don't want to wait. And now you're not independent like you were before. So it's not like I could just throw it out.
Yeah, but they let me do the EP. So,
that's good.
You know, and I just named it Free to Sign because the album is Ray Ray from Summer here. And Ray Ray is Free to Sign.
Now let's talk about some things because L'Oreal was nervous to sit next to you.
Yeah, you know, because they told me to scoot in a little more toward you. And I was like, hold on a second there. I don't want to get too close.
I don't want to be disrespectful.
Yeah, you know, because I've been looking at the blogs and I've seen a few things.
Yeah, so you know, we know
what you're saying. My album's gonna drop.
No. I actually saw that you're booed up, is what I saw.
He got a girlfriend, that's cute.
Yeah, I got an album on the way.
My girlfriend.
Ladies, does that make when you see somebody on the blogs and you see they got a girlfriend, does it make you be like, okay, let me just keep my distance and respect?
Girls don't care about that.
I knew I was gonna say that.
I care.
You care about that?
Yeah, I definitely care. I would be like, all right, he dealing with her like.
You want to try to take her, man?
No, for what? It's mad.
Some people do that though.
Right. Yeah.
Some people do that.
You get more pissy thrown at you when you in a relationship or when you single?
I don't know. They just throw it at me anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like when I see a guy with a girl on the internet, especially if he's posting her, it's like over for him. Like,
totally not interested.
Mm. And they be the main ones trying to reach out, which is the crazy thing.
What if you hit it first, though?
It's like you're setting yourself. Like, if you hit me up and you're, like, posted up with your girlfriend on the internet, you're, like, setting yourself up for, like, a crazy, like, master curve. Like,
would you tell on him?
You're setting yourself up. No, I wouldn't tell on him, but you just setting yourself up. Like, I could say anything to you.
You'll go to the internet.
Go to the internet? Yeah. What do you mean?
Post them.
I'm a grown ass woman. Yeah. Like, come on.
Okay. Grown people do that.
They sure do.
Yeah,
nah,
grown
man.
People do that all the time.
I'm OG out here. Like, I think anybody knows if they hit me up in DM, it's safe. Like, even if I hit you with a curve, I might tell one of my friends or something. Like, that's the most I'm going to do.
What if the girl comes at you, though? Like, this bitch, Stephanie, and my man, DM, just because just seeing y'all talking.
Oh, no, I'll embarrass the girl for sure.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, but if he hit you up, then how she mad that he and you?
What? Right. Bitches be mad all the time.
They better get mad at him.
Period. Yeah.
All right, so with all that being said, everybody's respecting Regine, his girlfriend now.
How you just gonna put a girlfriend on me?
That's what the word is.
What's the word?
That we saw y'all booed up in the car together.
I thought the album.
This is lip service. We
want to
talk about the sex. We
want to
talk about the relationship.
Ray Ray from Summer Hill dropping March 9th. I'm not a virgin.
Not a virgin. When's the last time Ray Ray got fucked?
It's been a minute.
His mama's a virgin.
It's been a minute. Y'all just going to put a girl on me.
You said we're not going to
put a girlfriend on me.
There's nothing wrong with having a girlfriend, though.
I know it ain't. Okay. Ain't no wrong with having
a girlfriend. So why are you acting like ain't nobody going to put a girlfriend
on me? I'm just saying I got an album on the way.
Okay. That's even better
big
when you
album.
Have somebody special to share it with.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's a beautiful thing to be in love and be in a relationship.
Don't you?
So we put in a girlfriend, we put in love, we put in next thing you know,
right. His daughter.
Listen.
Yeah. What am I wrong with it?
Right.
Weezy's daughter. Weezy's baby.
Yeah, too funny.
Oh my God, that would make you his son.
I'm saying, what y'all talking about? Why are we talking about this? What's the next question?
Let's go with something else.
Who your boyfriend?
So you and
like?
Wayne got a song together.
Who you like?
Let's play a game.
Who you like?
Father, like? Who do I like?
Yeah, who you like?
My boyfriend.
Who's your boyfriend? Who is he?
I've been in a relationship with for quite some time now. We talk about him all the
What's
time.
What's his name? I never met him. I never heard about him.
You know, he's...
Put me down.
He's somebody's son.
Oh, man. Who's son?
We're going to play a game now.
You ain't going to tell me?
Mm-mm.
You're not going to tell me?
We'll talk about it later.
You just asked me a question?
You ain't going to just put no boyfriend on me.
You just said you got a boyfriend. I see.
So you're single is what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm out here.
I'm out here.
I'm working.
That's the worst.
I'm focused.
Like, yeah, I'm out here.
I ain't no, nah. What you saying? I'm talking about I'm working. I ain't not here. I'm out here working on my album. I'm focused on the bag.
What's the difference between being on a major label and being independent?
You know, when you're on a major label, you can't really control your shit like you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like with the album, I wanted to drop my album on my birthday. The major, like, nah, we can't do it. You know, so. They good in another way too though. Like they help you. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
It's more outlet that they can get to that you can't.
Right.
Yeah. You know. So it's like it's hand in hand.
Okay. Well, we're gonna play a game with you now.
Yeah.
It's called Forgive or Forget. If you were dating somebody, would you forgive them for this, or would you say forget her? All right. Let's say that she goes to pick up some food. You give her $100. The food's $40. She don't give you your change. Is that a problem?
If I'm fucked up, it's a problem. But if I got some money, it's cool.
You don't think it's weird? You don't think it's weird if somebody don't even offer, like, oh, here's your change?
Yeah, that is weird.
Like, she's supposed to
come back and, like, try to hand it to me.
Put it in the cup holder.
Yeah.
Sit it on the table.
Unless she like my girlfriend and we just, you know,
did
locked
not say
in.
That? Oh, my God.
Yeah, we locked in. Like,
live together,
yeah, it's
like
no
dating.
Problem. Like, if we dating, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I agree. That's what I
said.
What
if it's the first date?
It's still cool.
Okay.
Nah, first date.
I said you got money, but if you was a broke nigga and it was the first date.
It'd still be cool. I want to take out if I ain't had no money on me.
I feel like it's a red flag, though.
at least you gotta at least be like, here's your change. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The first date for sure. That's weird if she's just like, oh shit, $60.
Like, $60. I came up.
Nah, that's
most likely though, they gonna bring you the money.
Yeah,
I ain't really. I ain't really met no girls. Yeah,
I don't like. Well,
that's petty.
People's change.
Yeah, that's like, petty.
That's the worst thing you could ever do.
The worst thing, no. That's the worst.
It's
the worst.
It's just it makes you look a little bummy.
What if you forgot?
You know,
you can't forget.
You might have forgot. You might have put it in your pocket.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What if you put it in? So do you come back?
But when you get to like wherever you're going, when you get home or to the room that you're at or wherever you are, you be like,
okay, I got
it. You put it on the table. You know, like give it back.
Oh, you give it back.
You give it back.
So what if you don't give it back and then like 2 hours later he like, hey, shawty, where my chain?
You go like,
what you think?
You're going on a fool. I'd be like, oh shit. My bad.
You're gonna say like how Ginger from Casino. Oh, I played a couple games.
Do it make him look bad for asking for
gas station.
I bought a couple scratch offs. I ain't winning shit.
For him to
ask for it is a little weird unless he's trying to make a point. Like you do shit like that all the time.
Yeah, no, that's weird for him to ask, but it's weirder for you to just keep it. Yeah. Like you said, like we were talking about it a little bit earlier when I used to live with someone. Like my boyfriend, he would give me whatever the money, and then I'll go run to the grocery store, and then that's my money. Like I don't even think twice about it. Like because at the end of the day,
direct.
Like yeah, it is what it is. I delivered the groceries, yeah. Motherfucker. That's my
but
tip.
It's $50.
Yeah.
Okay, what if she borrowed your sunglasses and then just didn't give them back? Like oh, these is cute. Put them on and then that's that.
I've done it.
That's cool, man. They gonna a girl. They gonna take your clothes. Oh,
yeah, I take my
everything.
God's clothes all the time. I wear his clothes more than I wear mine.
What about your chain?
It depends on where she going, because, you know, you can't get my chain
like,
to her.
But she just taking it, though?
She just like, I'm
not just taking it, but, you know, you can, you can ask her where. No, you can't just put on my chain and leave.
No.
Like, what the fuck is my shit, man? Exactly. What the hell is you doing?
No, but you still date her. What if she puts it on and then every time you see her, she wearing your chain, but y'all out together?
Like when we getting ready, like we put on our clothes. Yeah, I can put it on you. Or you can, yeah, let me wear this. Yeah, you can wear it. Like you can ask. As long as you ask, it's you know, because I ain't gonna just touch your shit.
And then what if she don't offer it back?
Bitch, I got your wig on.
Nah, not even that. Not no shit like that. She got some money in her purse or some shit. Anything going in her purse, I ain't going in her.
Right.
Yeah, I ain't
but
doing
then
that.
You ask for your chain back if she don't, like, say the night's over, and then the next day, y'all go eat, and then she's like, all right, I'll see you later. Are you like,
She coming with me.
Chain.
And then she gonna take the chain off. And then when she leaves, she can't put the chain on.
Jewelry is too precious.
All right, now here's another forgive or forget. Would you forgive her for this, or would you say forget her? She doesn't tell you she has her period, but she has sex with you anyway.
That shit nasty, man. I hate
what?
That shit.
What?
How you
way,
do? You can't
way,
do that.
Way.
Yeah, that shit happened before, but that shit is nasty.
Did
how you do that? Nah, hell no, you can't finish.
So you just stop? Like,
yeah, you gotta let them know.
You extra wet today. Be like, this pussy feels good.
What you sticky and wet.
Sticky.
That's that new summer theme, huh?
Smell iron.
That what y'all be doing.
Oh, my God.
That what y'all be doing. Y'all done got in there. Y'all know the smell. God. You know the smell, the feel.
Oh, my God.
Because what if it's dark?
It do smell like iron, don't it?
How do you know, though? Because you don't do that.
Listen, sometimes you guys don't care.
It happened.
I had a boyfriend that used to on my period. He used to be happy when
he probably
period.
Didn't just like it. It just, he probably was like, he was just horny. Like, I gotta do it.
When I was
back
on my period,
he'd
be happy. Like,
girls get horny on their period.
Yeah. He used to love that shit.
My ex used to eat my pussy on my period.
He used to eat my pussy on my period.
I had a tampon in.
Yeah, I've had that done before.
Absolutely.
What the hell?
It didn't stop nothing with him.
I mean, if you've been in a serious relationship,
I don't know about that shit. You can't do that. You can't do that.
Nah, it wasn't if even you on a serious. Certain day and we talked about
y'all
this.
Can't even encourage the world. We don't. You can't do that.
No, yes, you can.
You can't eat pussy while they on their period.
Yes, you can.
Period.
You can if it's
I'm a fella screen.
No, they cut the string and tuck it up there. You push your thing all the way up. You can put your finger in there and not feel it, not even know.
Only time I eat pussy if I'm doing it. And it's like, I don't even eat pussy like that.
If I'm doing it.
We got to be fucking, then I might eat it.
You eat pussy after you fuck?
Like, during, like...
Right, yeah.
That's a good time.
Might stop and go on there.
Yeah,
no,
that's
a great time.
Yeah, that's definitely a great time. Just not if you're on her period, right?
Right.
Nah, she can't be on her period, hell no.
No, but what if, like, she didn't know she was going to be on her period, you hit it, and she started bleeding during the sex.
Yeah, you still.
And then, like, you take it out after you finish, and there's, like, blood on the condom.
Like, he brung the period on.
Yeah, but it's not like a disaster. Down. It's not like...
It's still just like, y'all gotta know, like, when we go to wash, it be like, oh,
blood everywhere.
Yeah.
Now you know how we feel.
No, not that. That's nasty.
Like, oh, man, you got blood all on me.
If it's that much blood, she knew.
Yeah, if it was that much blood, she knew.
When you bring it down, it just be a little bit. It don't be like murder scene.
You might see like a little
blood. Yeah, murder scene.
If it's murder scene, she got you, bro.
But it's forgivable, though, right? Like, if that happens,
yeah, I think it's forgivable.
It depends on who she is.
But what do you mean?
No, like,
but
he girlfriend.
Sounds like he's had nightmares. He's talking about it.
What if it's a one night stand? What if you get? What if you take a bitch home from the club?
Yeah, you can't do that. Hell yeah! Nah, that's nasty. Like, you ain't even have to give me none. Like, I ain't even have to. Like, I ain't want none that bad.
Forever, and then you finally hit, and it's bloody.
I ain't want to do it that bad. Ah, wait. We can wait, man.
Bitch, call me in 3 days when that shit stops.
Yeah,
better run that red light.
What if she's like, okay, I have my period, but you can fuck me in my ass.
Do it in the shower.
I ain't fucking in the ass. I might put my thumb in the ass.
What if she wants you to, though? Because some women love that.
But I can't.
Never, ever?
No.
You don't do anal?
No.
You, why?
It's gay.
I ain't gonna say it gay because people
why?
Do that.
Okay. But it's because you...
I don't know. It don't feel like pussy. It ain't gonna feel like a pussy.
That's true.
I like how pussy feel. Pussy feel
no, but
good.
You know what? Guys with big dicks don't like doing anal. Like, guys with big dicks
I was just about to say
like
that.
Doing anal.
You must got a big
so
dick.
So that's like...
Because...
You almost said little.
I was going to say long.
Yeah, that's kind of like a symptom, like...
You got you little big dick.
I ain't with that
of a guy with a big dick.
Big dick ass.
Your little big dick ass. Uh-huh.
But you know, I had this conversation with a guy the other day about... Having sex in the ass versus having sex in a vagina.
Was this in your DM? Or?
No, this was a real conversation.
What'd he say?
So basically he was saying...
Look, hold on.
Like,
before you answer this, you gotta drink some, drink some.
Yeah. All right, fine.
Yeah, because look at us.
Yeah, she ain't drunk nothing.
Look, I haven't been drinking that much.
What was that?
But look, I'm going to drink. Just let me finish.
Okay, go.
Okay, so basically what he said was what he likes about... He loves having sex in the vagina. That's what his preference is. In the pussy.
Yeah.
Fuck right in the pussy.
Fuck him
but
in the
problem,
pussy.
Right in I the mean, pussy. With the ass, he said, what he said about the ass is basically like he knows that it's kind of giving some sort of pain to the female. And it does feel better to fuck her in the pussy. But since he knows that it's like, it's tight, whatever, cool. But he's saying like he knows that it's giving pain to the female, so that turns him on.
Okay, he's a serial killer.
He must can't give her pain
he's
in
a,
the pussy.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's
well,
a serial killer.
I'm about to say, see, little big dick old nigga over here said, little big dick nigga over here said, that it hurt in the pussy sometimes, too.
The pussy can get
hurt in the pussy a lot.
Keep on with your big dick ass.
If I'm too.
I don't know.
Speaking from my experience, they say it hurt all the time. Go ahead, keep going.
Is that what it is?
Another clue.
You say
it's cool.
You guys love shouldn't hurt.
Look, we ain't used to having a table. I could see
you. How you sit?
You
if
gonna
got
stop him. Sexually harassing this man?
You see him?
She's
trying to rape me.
Professional environment, atmosphere.
He's uncomfortable.
She trying to rape me.
Dicks don't kill people. Big dicks. On the other hand,
he's uncomfortable.
Man, kill your ass.
That's funny.
What's the name of this show? Big Dick. No.
He tried to put his fist up just now. He tried to put it on a little.
Hey, you got two watches.
He got two watches.
What time is it? I know she's got a different top.
Synchronized.
It's versatile. Yeah. Ambidextrous.
Nah, but I'm not going to lie. When I used to wear my Rolex all the time. That should never have the right time.
If damn sure did.
I'll be like, what time is it? I'll be like,
what's today?
Let me check my phone.
6.
All right, now here's another
forgive. You're 87?
Forgive or forget. Let's say you find out that she smashed a homie before she met you. This is before you. But you didn't find out from her. Someone else told you.
Right, will I go with her?
Yeah, would you still continue to date her if you find out? And you like her.
You've been messing with her.
Mm-hmm. You ate her pussy and everything.
Yeah, but...
Nah, I couldn't eat her pussy and then no. Because somebody, one of my homies gonna tell me, like, you know, I hate that shit. He hit that shit.
You think she should tell you first?
I wouldn't talk to her. So she better not tell me.
She ain't know that they was home.
Like, if she tell me, we can't talk anyway. Like, we can fuck, but I ain't gonna
ain't
go
no
with
talking,
you.
Just
what if it was like some 10 years ago?
We can fuck.
10 years ago?
But that's my homie.
What if you still have respect for her? Like, just so you know, I'm
like, that's my homie.
She mad cool.
He might be.
Still happen to me.
He might still like her.
See, that happened to her? No, but let's say it was 10 years ago.
He's
married and everything.
I can't do it. I can't let myself go out like that.
I mean, 10 years.
I think that's
still like, then you'll have somebody that the homie already had. And right. Your person wouldn't be special to you.
You do not remember that 10-year-old pussy.
Shit, me. I remember all my... Well, I don't remember all the pussy, but...
Yeah, 10 years?
You know, like, she it was good. Like, yeah, she had some good pussy. Right.
I don't even think I've had the same type of pussy for 10 years straight. You know, like...
Yeah, the pussy changed.
Like every time I get, a new surgery, it's, a different... If you didn't hit it before I got my ass done, you didn't hit this pussy before. This is some new word.
So I feel like that don't count.
You go.
That shit count.
That's a new body.
My shit count. I count everything. If I done hit it,
really like her.
If I done stuck it in, I done hit it.
Nah, but I get it too, because I don't like messing with guys after they slept with my homegirls, unless it's one of those guys that pass around. You know what I mean?
But can you fall in love with a guy like that?
Nah, you can't fall in love with a community dick. Yeah, you exactly. You bounce on the community dick and
keep
then you
moving.
Oh, then you
bounce upon it.
Oh, you bounce on it.
Pass it off. Bounce, pass.
Y'all know how to bounce on it.
Bounce, pass.
Everybody can't bounce on it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can understand why a guy wouldn't want to take a girl serious. Like he said, we could fuck, but as far as us going to the movies together and having intimate conversations.
Yeah, we can't do that.
What if you fucked her friend? Would you tell her?
It depends on, how much I fuck with him.
That's the crazy thing. But he gonna want her to take his thot ass to the movies, though. And he'll be good.
Nah, but I don't fuck friends. I don't.
You never fucked a friend.
I'm lying. You never have.
I probably fucked one friend.
You see?
But that was just one time. Mm. But I never did it. I only did this one because, it was like, I got to.
He got morals. He said, I got to.
I had to that time. It was like, I had to. I was under pressure.
What?
How did somebody get under pressure?
Was it peer pressure?
It was pressure. She raped me. She raped me.
You really feel like that?
Yeah.
When you say she raped you, explain the situation.
If you fine and you naked, you raping me. And you were rubbing on me.
This sounds
and
consensual.
You rubbing on me. That ain't rape. And when you trying to
you
have
to
sex with me.
Did you say no at any point?
Nah, hell no, I didn't even say no.
Okay. Did you want to do it? Well, wife and Lucy, that's not me.
That's called the female initiating.
That's called having sex.
She worked one on me then.
She initiated and you put your dick
in. She seduced him.
You like women that are aggressive?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. I don't like shy girls and shit, man. That shit be...
Well, this brings me to my next thing then, because how accommodating would you want a woman to be? Would you want a woman that's like, yes, anything you need, I got you, I'll take care of you?
I want to do that. She got to do that too now. She got
to
do all that.
To you that are like, nah.
She be challenging, but she still got to do what I tell her to do.
That sounds a little bit
sounds like a slave.
not a slave. Like when
that sounds like the same. She's accommodating and she still got
to
do it.
If I ask her to do something, you should do it. Schedule me an appointment somewhere. Cook me something. Give me a massage.
Suck that big old dick.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all that though. Yeah,
just like yeah.
You right. If I want some head,
that's what you gonna get for.
Can I get some head?
She tell you, okay, fucking eat my pussy.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat it. It's for her. Okay. If I'm fucking with her.
Yeah, because she's taking care of you, right?
Reciprocation. Yeah, as long as she's taking care.
This don't sound sexy at all.
But what do
eat my pussy? Suck my dick.
Nah, ain't gonna be like that, though. I ain't gonna say it like that, though.
Sweep the floor.
Let's see how you like this.
Come fuck with me.
That's what you would
come
say.
Fuck around, and then I might just pull my shit out.
You know, a lot of guys do that. They just pull their dick out. They just pull it out.
Yeah.
My ex used to pull his dick out on me all the time.
For real?
I could be talking on the phone. I probably was talking to you before on the phone. Like, and he just rubbed it.
I'm going your back, bitch.
Yeah, hang up.
Give me 5 minutes.
Girl, I'll call you right back, girl.
Dick girl just came up.
He done put his dick in my face again.
Yeah, right in my face. Walk up to him. Shit right there. Like, bitch, you busy.
The ball spread out like wings. It's up in the sky for you.
Batman's here.
Dick girl.
Yeah, too funny.
All right, now let's just say, forgive and forget. Let's say she doesn't get you a present for your birthday, but she does say happy birthday to you, so she knows it's your birthday. She just ain't get you shit.
It depends on if she fucked up or not.
But I mean, it could be something
but
small.
But she can't be fucked up, because I know I done gave her some fucking money.
You gave her the change. So she from got a legal box.
She got $60 at least.
I be mad at shit like that, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Right.
You don't get me nothing for my birthday. I'm mad at your ass. I get people shit.
Yeah, I agree with that. For somebody's birthday, even if you ain't got it like that, yeah, you gotta,
man, you give me some socks or some pajamas or some boxers, man. Bring me some.
Oh my god, here we go.
Yeah,
you got big balls too.
Yeah, y'all like
I'm gonna leave your big old dick alone.
Leave him alone.
For about 10 more minutes.
You like big balls?
Listen, they can't be too small. They gotta be big enough, but not too big, because I need to put both of them in my mouth at the same time.
Oh, you trying to put both of them?
I'm kind
of
funny about balls. I don't like for balls to be like too tight.
Yeah, they can't be too
like. I don't like for them to be too tight. I like for my balls. I like for balls to have like a little hang time.
Oh, y'all like tight?
Pause. I pause. I'm from New York. I can pause.
No, too tight. They can't be too tight. You know, sometimes they be too tight. You can't even like spread them apart. Like you can't. They be too tight.
You play with them.
Yeah, you gotta like juggle.
around, like the balls, the silver joints, the stress balls. You gotta be able to swing one this way, the other way in your mouth. If I can't put them both in my mouth and do like this with them in my mouth, then they too, they not the right size. I'm still laughing at my balls, but I paused this, so it's like you way late, like you still gotta catch up. You relax. If you ever fuck a guy and he's like, he says something to you like saying that his dick is your dick
he'd be like, yes, your dick. And you'd be like,
I don't have a dick,
yeah, sir. I'm
gay. I don't have a dick, sir. Oh,
this is your dick. You're like, hold on.
No, yeah,
it's yours. Now, you just don't want the balls to be bigger than a dick.
Oh my god.
Terrible.
No. That's a different.
Did you not see the picture I put in the group chat that the guy Snapchatted me? His balls was like this big and his dick was like this big. And he was like, please help me. Please help me. He said, this is what he said. He was like, I never got head.
Too much dick talk, girl.
Yeah, tight, wet pussy. Who got tight, wet pussy? Y'all got wet pussy?
Yeah.
Your pussy get wet?
Of course it does.
I'm talking real wet.
Yes.
Y'all be squirting and shit. Y'all be squirting.
I've never squirted.
No squirters. She look like a squirter.
A what? Wait, I was thinking about something else. I lost my train of thought.
And then he pointed to you and said, you look like a squirter.
Why I look like a squirter?
I don't know.
It's because you know why. Because he look at me. I look freaky. I look like something you want to slap around. I'm a squirter. Of course I'm a squirter. never have. I'm definitely a squirter, man.
They say every female can squirt, though.
I've only done it like twice.
I think Ange could be able to do it.
Amazing.
Look, you see, guys love it. I think it's just a mess. It's a fucking mess. It's like, who has time for this?
Wet.
It's pee.
Shit get real wet.
So
come skiing out while you hearing that shit.
Blood get wet too.
He don't like blood.
But blood is blood.
Sticky. That I shit mean, it's not. It's pee.
That yeah, shit.
It is pee.
Just kidding.
But if they can keep doing it back to back to back, it's not pee. You can't go pee back to back to back.
R. Kelly did it. I don't
know. That's him.
He said that's him.
That's him. I mean,
there's all kinds of excretions in that. I don't know exactly
but,
what
no,
it is.
No, but it is 99% urine.
They say it's urine mixed with discharge.
Doesn't, I mean, when you're a person who takes care of yourself, it doesn't smell like the way it smells when you're going to waste in the bathroom. You know what I mean?
It don't smell like pee.
No, it smells like water.
You drink it?
You can.
I like it all over the bed, the goddamn sofa. Mm-hmm. I just like to look at it.
The sofa at your house?
Whatever house. Whoever
don't
house.
Sit at everybody don't sit at White Bear's house. Exactly.
Yuck. The black light on that.
Somebody spilled some here.
Whoever sofa.
You got leather sofas?
I had one.
You ever be sitting naked on the sofa of your boss?
What a question.
But he has because he's laughing.
Nah. I ain't that freaky.
He don't walk around naked.
You don't?
Nah, hell
not
nah.
Even when you're home by yourself?
In my boxes. Mm-hmm. My briefs.
Oh,
not see, naked.
I like to walk around naked.
I think that's a girly
naked,
thing.
Man.
Why can't you walk around naked?
I said I wasn't gonna say nothing for time.
You might hear her song, girl.
You said it though. She just thinking.
You did say it.
What I said?
You said it a while back.
We'll see a picture soon one day.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
What did I say?
The album coming out.
You don't send out dick pics?
Nah, hell nah. I ain't doing that one.
It won't fit in the screen.
He about to get mad DMs after this. Whatever he has already, Thompson.
I'm gonna stop.
FYI, okay, Gigi probably know mad chicks from Atlanta, and she probably has some inside information.
What I just said, she knows some.
I don't.
I'm
just fucking with you.
I already know.
No, she no, he knows you know something already.
I know
it's okay. He said it's cool.
Shit.
So somebody said he has a big dick.
I do know a lot of people in Atlanta. I lived there for like 9 years.
Did they say that he has a big dick or no? Just tell us.
Yes. No, nobody told me that. I'm really just fucking with you.
It's cool.
He said, I'm fine with it.
It's just by his answers, his natural like answers, it's kind of like giving hints.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Towards that.
See? Now, are you an affectionate person? Like, how important is it for you to be like, you know, kissy, kissy, cuddling after sex and all of that? Or are you not into that?
If I like her. Mm-hmm. We can kiss all day.
Aww.
I like kissing.
Until he pull his big dick out.
Then you gotta kiss him.
It wasn't me.
I was waiting on you. 8 times over. That's when the real kiss.
That's when it get dark. Solar eclipse.
Too fine,
but do you cuddle? So you do cuddle after sex? Do you? I mean, I'm sure sometimes you cuddle even with
like
girls
it.
You don't even like that.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't think guys.
I can't. That shit don't feel right.
It gotta feel right, right?
Yeah, that shit don't feel right. If I don't like a girl, she gotta go as soon as it's over.
Damn. How do you get her out?
I gotta go. Shit.
How do you fuck her?
Please, I'm such a
bum. Act like I gotta go somewhere.
I'm crawling on him. Okay, come on, let's go to sleep.
But do you really like get dressed and act like you leaving and all of that?
Hey, yeah, walk to somebody somewhere. I gotta go.
That's a shame, man.
Call somebody like, you still, yeah, I'm on the way.
You on your way? I'm ready?
Yeah.
And then you're like, we have shit to do.
She gonna leave before me anyway.
She gonna be like, I'll just leave when you leave.
That nigga just gonna jump back in the bed. Like,
what you gotta do in the morning? I got a lot of shit to do.
And like, good, we should go to sleep now.
What you feeling?
Nah,
do?
You can't sleep in hell.
That's the line right there.
I got jewelry and money in hell. You cannot go to sleep
so
in hell.
So you should come out after this.
Damn.
Why
are
you bringing them
unless,
out?
Unless they cool.
They about to do.
Now they all ain't coming.
You know what's a good way to get out of cuddling? If you have brought a girl to your house, after you finish, just jump in the shower and then start getting dressed. Like, okay, look.
Yeah, pretend you're going.
Look, we're getting dressed. Everyone's getting dressed.
That's what you finna do.
Yeah, what you about to do.
That's how you get them.
Or you could be like, oh, the Uber's outside. Where you headed to?
What you finna do? You get in the shower like, oh, you come out brushing.
You really gotta text somebody
call
like,
right now.
Call me.
Everyone's getting dressed.
You gotta text somebody. Yeah. I thought only women did that.
Nah, hell nah, we do that too.
If somebody say to you, what you about to
call
do?
Call me.
Yeah, that's the super,
you've been there
that's
too
the go-to.
Long.
That's the go-to.
You know how many girls about to
be mad? How many girls about to be mad? Like, oh, so that was a fake call?
Nah, for sure.
Or a good thing to do is be like, damn, my stomach is fucked up. I got to shit, but I can't shit with nobody in the room.
You can't tell her that, though. I never tell her that.
Angela, you're always extra.
You got it, Kim.
Angela always got to bring up some shit.
It's all right, baby. I know.
I know your shit's not good. No, guys, don't say that. Don't say that to the girls.
A bitch ever offered to wipe your ass?
What?
Because I know a girl that got her ass wiped after she was done shitting by a nigga.
Man,
he was like,
shit.
I will come wipe your ass.
Like a girl done bathed me before.
That's
my ankle was fucked up, though.
Okay, so there's a reason.
I couldn't walk.
Your big ass royal highness is clean. Your big ass penis is clean, your royal highness.
The royal penis is clean.
Did you enjoy getting bathed?
Oh, not really.
We're in
smooth.
The Prince of Keem.
Like, it's smooth.
I bathed a nigga before.
Not my ass. Like, they can't. I don't like that shower. I do that myself.
Like, don't wipe my ass.
If I'm in the shower, no, with but a guy, that, your I'll friend, bathe. The guy who did that with your friend had a fetish.
Which part? The guy had
the
a
guy,
fetish.
Yeah, that was a fetish.
You,
he had a shit fetish.
I couldn't believe it. And she was like, yes, girl.
You asked her to wipe his ass?
Yeah, he was like,
how much
you
paid her?
No. She fucked to him. Nah,
that shit like, nasty.
He was
man.
Like, "Let me know when you're done, and I'll come in there and I'll wipe you." And she was like, "What?" She thought he was joking.
Oh, he wanted to wipe her ass.
Yeah,
yeah.
She just
crazy.
Had corn. So she
I don't even
like, want to
be around
like,
no girl when she shit,
in.
Man.
And he really, she thought he was joking. He really came in.
But she really
I
called
won't let. I wouldn't even let no one.
She said she thought
ass.
He was joking. That's what she told me.
No, they still together.
I don't know her no more. That's a nasty bitch. I couldn't be around
I
no
mean,
shit
clearly,
like that.
That's not my friends.
Nah, I couldn't be around no shit like that.
I mean,
that.
I done did some
crazy.
Nasty shit before with some pee, but not with
what
no.
You doing?
What are you doing?
What?
With some pee. R. Kelly?
Yeah, like,
cause God damn, R. Kelly.
More than getting peed on.
I didn't get peed on.
You peed on somebody?
I peed in a cup and let him drink it.
Oh my God. What in the two girls in one cup?
I didn't want this Simply Lemonade
what
no more
in
for
the,
that shit.
What?
He paid me.
Oh God.
He paid you to do that?
He begged me and begged me for weeks.
Oh, he begged you to do that.
How much you
can pay? He begged me for weeks and weeks.
Because I got some
pee.
How much
like,
is that
why cost? He wanted to do that? Like, what do it do to him?
It was a fetish.
Yeah, it was a fetish.
People got fetishes
fetish
like
shit.
That.
Everybody
how
fetishes like
much?
That.
That's fetish shit.
Especially the non-melanin.
Oh, my God. One of my favorite porns right now, because I'm so disgusting.
I would let you drink
the
my
pee. I peed in a little Dixie cup.
And one of my favorite porns
and
right now,
happened,
they're,
right?
Like, pissing in each other's mouths, and they're, like, pissing in her ass, like, running a train on her, and the guys are, like, taking turns pissing in her ass.
Oh, God.
It's really nasty.
That sounds infectious.
No, I'm yeah, just like, she must smell like pee for weeks.
Ew.
Like, she's like, it's going in her mouth. She's like squirting it out of her ass. Like,
so
I'm just like.
How you watch that?
Because I'm a weirdo, bro. What am I supposed to say? That's the kind of shit. I like watching shit that
like
I don't do. Yeah, like extreme shit that I would never do. Like, I like anal porn. I like fisting and all of that
they
shit.
They don't do period porn, do they?
Oh my
I'm
God.
Sure
no, I wouldn't like that. Because I think
nasty.
Period sex is so gross.
I was thinking
so
about it because we were talking about it earlier. And I'm like,
they have to do it.
Y'all got kids.
Pregnant pussy.
I was about to
kids.
Say no.
They have kids.
But
I
don't.
But you, fuck, you
I
like fucking pregnant? 11
year old.
I did, yeah. And he liked time, and it came time for me to have a baby. She came out in 3 pushes.
Yeah, no, I was so horny while I was pregnant. I hated my son's father, and I wanted to have sex all the time. So it's like, come fuck me. All right, thank you. Bye. That's how I was treating him through my whole pregnancy.
Do you like having sex with pregnant women?
It'd be cool. Yeah, it'd be good.
I just remember my daughter used to ball
AJ be big. Like, real I don't tight. Be liking that
like,
shit.
Every time the ball like that shit.
Wait, what happened? You said what?
I said it'd be cool, but they be fat, so I don't really like that.
They be fat.
Not fat, but the belly, so you can't really just.
Pregnant.
Yeah, so, yeah, you can't hit it like you want to hit it.
Yeah.
So how many pregnant like women have you had sex with? Is this like a fetish?
Hell no.
You've had sex with somebody that was pregnant by someone else?
Nah. Oh, yeah, yeah. One time. One
Ooh.
Time.
Did that feel weird to you?
Not really. I was young, man. Freaky. Yeah. I just went ahead.
Third trimester pregnant.
She looked like she was big. I went in the house. Yeah, she was big.
How did that even happen?
Facebook or something.
You said Facebook?
Yeah.
You
saw that? That was some first day shit.
No, come on now. Y'all know pregnant
day?
People be
yeah,
horny.
Yeah, this first day.
Like, it was a first date. She noticed he had that little swag in his walk because his legs need to make room for that
she
big
like,
ass shit.
Listen,
she was like, I got a baby. He got a baby. They had a play date. They had a play date.
Right?
Yeah.
That's funny.
You didn't know that baby.
Were you excited to fuck like a pregnant woman? Was that?
Nah, hell nah. It was just, I don't know. I probably just wanted to fuck. I was young.
Mm. Yeah, you know, was the pussy experience
better or different? At least you knew you can get it pregnant.
Yeah, right. And I ain't hit a raw anyway.
Oh, okay.
Condoms
no,
break.
I ain't no freak like that, man.
You better have got her something for the baby shower because she was in the
yeah.
third trimester.
Nah.
She got her something, all right.
Yeah. Nah.
Showered all over that face.
Yeah, was too like, funny.
The fuck is this?
That's not my daddy.
This isn't milk.
What the fuck is this?
My dad isn't milk. My daddy dick don't reach here.
Oh, here we go.
Yo, I'm dead. You giving your dick a high five
my
in
daddy
here.
Dick
Stranger danger.
Oh, man.
Child abuse.
Yeah, I'm too proud of that.
Yo, my stomach
is gonna get so many pictures of him up over this right big dick
now.
Shit.
Now, mind you, he barely drank his drink the whole time.
Yeah, talk about gone. Me, how I cut up.
This my second one.
It really
and
is.
And it's strong as fuck.
This is shame, man.
You like peeing in cups, letting people drink.
Oh, I didn't say I liked it. I said he begged me for weeks to do it, and then I finally took the money a couple times.
Okay. A couple times?
Yeah, like five
You said
times.
Once.
No, I didn't say once.
$2,500.
I mean, over the course of
he gave you 500
each time.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga a fool.
I would go in the bathroom and come back and give it to him, and he would just drink that shit.
Like
out in the open.
I could make like $3,000
right a day. We was in a strip club.
He could have drank my vomit too, because that would have been right on the floor after that motherfucker threw back that cup.
I was amazed. Like,
yeah.
So he didn't try to do nothing else with you?
No.
He's he ain't even want to fuck you.
Mm-mm.
He want to drink your pee.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
That's disgusting.
That's a good exchange. Be real. All you got to do is pee.
$500 each time.
Yeah, that's a quick $500.
I think that's cool.
Just I want to charge him anyway. A band, though. I want to charge
just
him a band.
Just because it's weird shit. Like,
at least a long band. Time ago, though, when
let me see how serious you are, man. Give me 1,000.
Caucasian clubs. You know, he was Caucasian.
Mm. Oh, they
and
weird.
He was a doctor.
He's disgusting. Wow. I'm disgusted by him.
So you had like that kryptonite.
He probably wanted the health benefits from drinking your urine.
Or it's probably like, get out.
He was one of them older white men
that
was obsessed with Spanish girls and black girls with big booties.
And piss.
He probably wanted a big booty too. He figured if he could get it out the pee. Keep drinking.
All right. Now, have you ever dated somebody that perhaps has called up other women and like beefed with them over, oh, what's going on with you and my man? Has that ever happened to you?
Nah, not really.
Not really? Or
no baby mama drama?
Nah. I ain't with all that.
That's good.
I ain't going for all that.
What you gonna do though?
You can't grab my phone and do all that.
But not even grab your phone. Like, let's just say on Instagram.
That's messy.
Listen,
you can't do that.
We ain't
that's
even laid
messy.
Eyes on his phone. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, where your
that
phone
shit ain't
at?
Even nowhere in the vicinity.
I don't have a phone.
He got that shit on top.
I don't have a phone.
I can't even tell you what kind of phone this nigga got.
Did he just tell us he
we all got phones on the table?
I don't.
I ain't got no fucking phone. I ain't got no phone.
You gotta email him. He doesn't have a phone.
Don't pat that leg.
How far that thing is going down.
Don't pat that leg. Only from the knee down. Only from the knee down. Don't pat that thigh, girl. You might touch something you ain't ready for.
Yeah,
was
funny.
That your phone? Or are you just happy to see me?
I ain't got no
is that
phone.
A banana in your pocket.
You're gonna leave and stop
smuggling bottles. Man.
But he just told us he's a whole liar, and I'm gonna tell y'all why.
I'm a liar.
We started. You said that you don't delete nothing out your phone,
and now you don't have a phone.
Now y'all have no phone. Which one is it?
He don't got
y'all don't
phone.
Have it on camera. Okay. Y'all don't have that on camera.
Yes, we do.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. We never stopped rolling.
That was way before the interview started.
So you did say that though.
Nah.
So you gonna lie to us? Cause we all heard you.
Alright, so let me pull up my
you heard me say that?
Cause I got it on there.
You heard me say that?
Yes, I did. And as a matter of fact, I have you on my Instagram live. I said, can we check your phone? And you said yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then I said no, cause I realized I don't have a phone. And I ain't wanna go out like that.
It's right, sad somebody got to hear these lies being told right here.
Y'all don't wanna go through my phone.
Oh, so you do have one.
I got one. I got two.
Why don't we want
to? He need two phones because he got to put them together like this.
Yo, gee. Boom, boom, boom.
Now,
I'm not fucking with you no more.
That was my 10 minutes. I said I'm going to give them to
somebody. What?
Can somebody's diet make you not like them, like the way that they eat and shit that they eat?
No.
So you eat everything.
No, I don't eat pork.
Okay.
I don't eat fried food.
But you can date a girl who eats pork.
Yeah, that's her. Not me.
But you kissing her.
My mother eat pork. I used to eat pork.
You're not kissing your mom.
He from the South. Like.
Yeah.
No. But he also said he liked the kids.
I like the kids. She can eat the pork and I'm still kissing if I like them.
No. If she brushes her teeth, you're not gonna eat pork.
Out of there either way.
You gonna taste that bacon?
What in the bacon flavored pussy is going on here?
You eat pineapple, that go right through your system.
It's very
believe
true.
That.
Whatever you eat, it will change the way you taste.
It'll change your taste. Mm-hmm. So, we know that from the juice bar. Yeah. You know,
if you eat a lot of fruits and stuff, your vagina will.
Yeah,
taste
I mean,
very
listen,
exactly.
You are what you eat.
So if you're eating pork,
you're gonna taste.
I eat pork and my pussy tastes like water.
Because you also only consume.
No, but I do. I drink like five of these a day. I drink a lot of water.
But you balancing it out.
No, I don't drink juice or anything else. All I
so
drink
look,
water,
fruit make
water,
your
water,
pussy
water
sweet.
Yeah.
I ain't never tasted no sweet pussy.
Well, you gotta try L'Oreal.
Women that don't eat
it. Look at her. She's right there.
You know, she's at the juice bar.
She
had the juice bar.
She taking ginger shots, lemongrass, wheatgrass.
Skin glowing a little differently. Mm-hmm. All
that. That what the fruit
she
do?
Got that good concentrated cranberry juice.
Because I am very aware of what people eat. Like, it's hard for me to date a guy who eats things that I can't. I mean, seafood I could deal with because I don't eat seafood. Red meat, I guess. But pork
is like a no.
I can't really do it.
What do you eat?
Chicken.
I do eat chicken. But I've been cutting back on that as well. So, you know, vegetables and fruits. I've been trying to only eat chicken like once a week.
When I'm in a relationship, I cook a lot for my man. So I kind of already know what they eat most of the time.
That nigga is going to eat what I'm eating, what we eating.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm usually cooking the meals. So
none of that.
Or we're going out and I'm seeing what he eats.
No beef, no pork,
nothing. I don't eat pork and I don't mind if people eat it. Just don't ask me to cook it for you.
Nah, pork chops are fire, you're bugging. They taste so good.
Cause you have Spanish is my love.
Chuleta.
Chuleta frita.
Yes, I'm about to make me some chuletas tonight.
But listen, y'all ever taste a guy who tasted bad?
Because yes, like a sour.
That's the most disgusting thing ever.
First
when the jizz
okay,
tastes
I have
like
something to say
yuck.
About this. I have something to say about this
that's
because
you don't take care of yourself.
I dated someone who was a very strict, extremely strict vegan. Everything vegan, would not everything vegan, everything mm-hmm. down to the drinks. Did not drink alcohol. He smoked weed, but everything vegan. So I'm like excited about dating this guy. I'm like, oh my god, I can't wait to suck his dick because. This is gonna taste so
vegan dick.
Good.
Oh, that shit tastes like spirulina.
It was terrible.
That shit was green.
It was so bad.
Was it like asparagus?
It was like it had a bitter taste to it. I was so disappointed. I was
all
like,
them
what?
Veggies.
I couldn't believe it. I was
it
so
like protein powder.
Listen, because carbs
and
sugar.
Believe it.
Carbs
oh my god,
and sugar. So you
and
know,
then I'm not gonna lie,
fat is sugar.
I used to fuck with this guy. He was an athlete and he used to eat Sour Patch Kids all day. And I swear when he would come in my mouth, it would taste like fucking Sour Patch Kids. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound too bad. I like
it's fantastic. It's the best thing ever.
Sour Patch Kids.
Candy jizz.
Hallelujah.
So basically, you're saying eat bad.
But that's what I'm saying. I believe, I think that, you know, pineapple cleans out your system, like you said, and ginger and things like that.
Some mango.
But not everything, because I'm telling you, this guy, he's strict vegan.
Think about what that is. Vegetables are bitter. So of course the jizz is going to be bitter.
And then the little baller with the Sour Patch Kids. Oh my God. I felt like every time I went to his house, I'm like, look, babe, bought you some candy.
Well, for wife and Lucci, what would you ideally like a woman to taste like? What's your favorite thing?
I like cantaloupe.
Okay, yeah, she can taste like cantaloupe. What about Auntie Anne's pretzels?
Juicy cantaloupe. Cantaloupe good in the summertime.
Yeah, that was a good one right there. Mm-hmm. Patron.
Nah, no Patron.
Pour some Patron on that pussy.
Patron flavor.
Have you ever been pussy whipped?
Like the pussy was so good
you couldn't leave her?
I don't know. I'm just whipped by pussy. As long as it's good and wet. I'm whipped.
If a girl sucked your dick better than anybody, would you have a problem breaking up with her?
I love head too. I like pussy better than head. But since I got a little older, I love head.
Since I got a little big dick.
Nah.
Is it because you've been working more and that's less effort for you to put in because you could just sit back and...
Nah, it ain't that because I'm a fuck. I got a guy on the killer after I get the head. I'm just saying. It's like, I just like getting head. I like looking at a girl do that.
Would you let a girl give you head that wasn't attractive?
What if your homeboy told you
right
she
now.
Got the jaws of life?
The jaws.
She likes to eat.
No, and if you use that for a bar, I'm charging.
No, man, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't?
No, man, I can't do that.
What if she just wants to suck your dick and you know I can't let you suck my dick, baby.
I can't.
What if her face was beautiful but her body was like the Michelin Man?
I still can't let you suck my dick.
Oh my God.
Remember what
she can't suck
it. Yes, from the back.
She can't suck it.
Michelin Man from the back.
You gotta be pretty because I gotta look at you.
You gotta want to
rub on your ass.
Smack it up, flip it, rub it,
play with it.
Rub on her ass now,
right?
What if she got fucked up wig?
You looking at her? Give you head?
Oh yeah. What if her wig?
What if her wig fucked up?
That don't really matter, man.
That's everybody what I say got about wigs. The difference wigs. Between a guy giving oral and a girl giving oral. Like,
so you never wore no wig?
I wore a wig for a photo shoot.
I know a lot of girls wear wigs. Yeah, they make good wigs.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
They make good wigs with the expensive hair. I know a girl used to make you a wig. That motherfucker gonna last for too long. And it gonna be good as hell.
No, that's what I'm saying. The new lace front wig, that trend, like it's nice. Like it be looking good.
Not all of
it. It be looking nice.
Yeah, it gotta be done by the right person. Yeah, it gotta be done by the right person.
You can tell he be around a lot of women.
I know.
More about wigs than I do.
Listen, we all got a lot of women hairlines going on.
I feel like he got a wig stand for his hoes when they come over. Like put your wig down.
He got the mannequin head.
It's gonna be a crazy night.
You know. Doesn't come off, right? Like if your girlfriend goes and sleeps over, she has a wig on. She doesn't take it off when she goes to sleep, right?
No, my friends be taking their hoes. You can wrap it up. You can put your little hair on and you can leave it off for a while and then you wrap it up when you go to sleep.
We just can't get in a damn hot tub.
Yeah, you can't get in a hot tub. Can't get in the pool.
They got the wig that you sew.
Yes, exactly.
You know, you know a lot. No, you sew a lot of weed. And they got the new, and they got the, I think, 1400. Probably own some hair. No, and they got like the waterproof glue for, like, you know what I'm saying?
There's ways around it. That's the new weed.
I do.
Yeah. Look at his wig.
It says he owned a hair company. No.
That's a wig.
They probably got some.
No. No wig.
You seen those, though?
That's a wig front wig.
Yeah, they definitely got them.
They got the guy's friends that legit look
so yeah, with braids.
No, I don't.
Yes, they do.
That's not real.
It's not real, but it look real. I'm saying
they don't got that.
I am not trying to fuck with a guy
that got a lace front on, bro. Like, bro, you doing the most.
What about a guy that wears a waist
trainer?
They have male waist trainers. What about a guy?
If your stomach was fat, would you get lipo?
Nah, hell no, man.
I'll work out.
Get on the diet.
Dudes can have a bun.
My stomach was fat. Mm-hmm. I worked out. Lose your belly.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if you were with a girl, right? And when she took off her lashes, her eyebrows, all of that shit, she looked completely
just
different.
Like, no eyebrows.
Oh, yeah, I can't fuck with her.
Nah, I don't think a guy should fuck with a girl that looks
hell
so different.
Hell nah, you gotta look the same. I don't even like makeup. Like,
that's
you gotta look the same. Man, you can't even really wear makeup.
Some people need it.
Until you go out. Until we go out, you gotta, you know.
I wear makeup. I only wear makeup when I'm working and things like that. And
if you can, if you can look good without makeup and you can wear makeup, then I really love that right now.
That's a beautiful thing. That's what guys say, right?
Yeah.
But like I said, I'll never wear makeup. And then when I argue with my boy, oh, you don't even put makeup on for me or nothing. I'm like, but you was just telling me the other day how you love that I look the same with or without makeup. He's like, but I'm saying when you at work, when you with your friends, you're always, you look one way and then you come here and you want to wear sweatpants and not put that makeup on. I'm like, I'm like, okay. Then I pop out the bathroom and fucking all dressed up and she's, why you got all that stupid shit on your face? Who you trying to look cute for?
I don't like weeds, but I like
you
your
weeds. You just want to argue about something, man.
Not that because you be getting pretty to go somewhere else and not be with him.
That's what the problem is,
right? Yeah. That's how that is.
You guys are annoying. Y'all just so confused.
He wants you to be pretty with him.
No, that's it. No,
no. Ugly
I'm like, okay.
No, I ain't saying you. I ain't saying ugly. I'm just saying he might see you just get fine as hell, but you finna go do something else. Like,
no,
damn.
But that's exactly
like,
what happened.
Gonna be getting fine.
Yeah, like, damn.
Exactly
I
happened.
Want you to get fine as hell, and then we can probably fuck or goddamn go somewhere. Come here, like, you know what I'm saying?
No,
so I will do that too. Go get a fresh haircut, shape up, and all that.
That's what I'm saying.
Shave off his pubic hair.
You sitting here looking crazy?
Nah, if he shaving his pubic hair. Fucking somebody else. Or he has crabs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He gonna leave an afro for you and shit. He Lupita with you. He Steve Harvey with the next
man. Damn.
Oh, y'all don't like people who say. I don't say. I ain't gonna lie.
Nigga
shade
to make it look better.
Wait, you say you don't? Cover that thing up.
Oh, you gotta say.
Wait, so you say you don't
shave? You say you don't shave. You know that shave to make their dick look better. You can trim it down.
I'm not trying to suck.
You don't want that shit to be disrespectful.
You don't want that shit.
Why is he
holding it up here?
You don't want what's around your neck in between your legs.
I don't want his pubic hair in my eyes. You can look at his arm and see he's not hairy like that though.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can look at some.
Don't touch.
Oh, you touched him.
Don't touch him. You don't want to get in trouble. I'll
lie my seat now. Somebody want to switch? I'm not trying to get in trouble. I already told you, like, get you in trouble.
Well, listen,
Ray. For summer here. What are we talking about?
Like, we do appreciate you for coming through, though.
I appreciate y'all having me.
I was like, is he going to be a little nervous to talk about these things?
He was definitely nervous coming in.
I'm not nervous.
He drank half a drink, yeah.
I was not nervous.
You really did drink a half.
I was looking at y'all, and y'all was looking nervous.
We ain't never scared.
It looked like it. When I first turned the corner, y'all looking like...
You know what the problem was?
Y'all like.
We weren't ready.
Okay.
And we usually ready. We don't like to keep our guests waiting.
Okay.
We switched rooms.
You know,
we had some technical difficulties.
So now you know I peaked it, though.
So that's why we was a little off. But we definitely weren't nervous, homeboy.
Okay. I hope not.
You was nervous, though, because I seen it in your eyes.
I wasn't nervous.
You was like, I need a little Patron to loosen me up.
I'm joking.
Y'all want me to drink out of it?
Yeah. We wanted you to drink that an hour ago.
Y'all ain't let's drink some scrape.
We already drank our
come on, yeah, let's drink.
We need more cups. Yeah, all right, that's how we're gonna end it. We're gonna end with a shot and a toast.
Yeah. And we was nervous because you from Atlanta. I know how the rappers from Atlanta are.
How they are?
No, I'm joking.
Put me down. How the rappers from Atlanta are. Y'all hear her?
How many rappers from Atlanta we had here? A few.
Yeah.
What they be doing?
A lot. We've had a lot.
What they be doing?
And they all crazy.
Nah, they all crazy. They have all been good episodes.
I'm crazy.
Chill.
You might be because you too chill. You know, it'd be them two chill dudes that be crazy.
What's in your sign?
Life? Yeah, you keep mentioning your birthday. When your birthday?
Oh, he's an Aquarius.
When is it?
February the 16th.
That's the worst sign.
Right after Valentine's Day.
Right after Valentine's Day.
How did you celebrate this past birthday?
I had a party. Oh, yeah, I had a big old party.
Oh, I seen that party. I saw a lot of pictures on the blog.
What it was, Trap Do Soul? Soleil.
Karen Silva was hosting it.
Yeah.
Are we going to get invited next year?
Wait, Hannah threw that party.
Yeah, Hannah threw that party.
Yeah, I know about that party.
We had, I had a giraffe there. I had a giraffe outside. Big giraffe.
One of my homegirls was working that party, pole dancing and shit.
Can we come next year?
She probably
know. We didn't get an invitation.
She probably going to, I'm going to call her. She going to tell me about that big old.
We got one. We got one.
You know, that's what that's code for giraffe.
Giraffe.
Oh, your giraffe was outside. I get it now.
That's the title.
All around
word, giraffe.
With the long neck. You know the giraffe.
The long neck.
Yeah,
you know that's your name from now on. You gotta call him Jeffrey the Giraffe. Toys R Us.
I don't wanna grow up.
Funny,
I got a big old dick.
That don't even go. That don't even go with the flow of the song.
I ain't no rapper.
We just gonna do a shot because we are gonna celebrate you putting out your album. Of course, the EP is out.
Yes, yes, right, yes.
Right. Shout out to Frida.
Yeah, shout out to my mama. You know we lit now.
Yeah, y'all take your Patron.
Big lit.
Was she excited about the title of the album?
Yeah. She be excited about everything.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
You was like, Mom, I'm calling it Frida's Son.
Yeah, she was loving that.
That's what's up.
And the cover.
All right, so listen, let's all give it up for YF and Lucci. We got a lot to celebrate, and we appreciate your first ever appearance on Lip Service. Congratulations.
To the giraffe.
All right.
Bring your giraffe with you next time.
Bring your giraffe. Cold
he
word.
With me.
I had a giraffe.
Cold
at the
word,
party.
Giraffe.
I had he a with
giraffe. When's the album coming out?
March 9th.
March 9th. That's
Friday.
Right.
Album out today.
Yes.
Go pick that shit up.
Let's right.
Toast to that.
Pick that giraffe up.
The giraffe. Pick the giraffe up.
Mine gone, man.
Wake the giraffe,
giraffe
up.
With me. Got a giraffe on me right now.
Wake that giraffe up.
Hold on, let me stay.